Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And on a football Friday ahead of playoff football, we're going to pay attention to the Wizards for a few minutes because our guy Chase Hughes is all over it, and he'll give us the insight, and then we'll get back to the gridiron. But they're 6-29. And they understand the assignment.
They understand the assignment.
Capture the flag, baby. Chase, update us on the Wiz who are at the Bulls tonight. 8 o'clock tip.
Yeah, so they're playing on the road in Chicago against a team that they actually picked up a win against not that long ago, about a week ago at home. So that's got to be kept in mind. I'm sure Chicago is going to be trying to get some payback against the Wizards. But, you know, the Wizards did a great job taking away Chicago's biggest strength. You know, the Bulls this year have tried to play a little bit differently. They're trying to play a lot faster. They're taking a ton of threes, and they're actually making quite a few. It's kind of like what the Boston Celtics are doing in terms of play style. Obviously, Boston's a lot better at it than the Bulls are, but it comes down to the three-point line when you're playing the Chicago Bulls nowadays. And the Wizards kept them to just under 30% in that win, and they also forced 20 turnovers. So the Wizards are going to be banged up. You know, in that game, a big help in the victory was 30 points from Jordan Poole. He continues to be dealing with an injury. Malcolm Brogdon's out. They've got a long injury list, but they are playing a team that they beat recently, so we'll see if they can make it two in a row.
Chase, to me, this season is about finding young pieces, the guys that are already here, getting some improvement from those guys, and so far I've been very pleased with that. A couple sort of recent finds, two-way deal here for Jared Butler, and I've liked what I've seen from Champagne, even if he's just kind of a bench player, energy forward, kind of a, you know, that Anthony Gill role, maybe with a bit more skill. I like both of those guys maybe as potential bench pieces.
Yeah, I'll start with Champagne. He is one of my favorite basketball archetypes, which is the short guy who can rebound. And when I say short, he's like 6'6", but he's undersized for a rebounder. But this guy in college averaged 11 rebounds a game at Pittsburgh, which I'm amazed by. And it continues to, you know, translate to the pros. If you look at his career numbers, you know, rebounds per 36 minutes, there's only one player in the league who rebounds better at 6'6" or shorter, and that's Luka Doncic. So, you know, he's done a tremendous job rebounding the ball. He plays really hard, and I think he's showing lately that he's got a lot more to offer offensively than a lot of people thought. Jared Butler was a terrific college player who won a title at Baylor as one of the best shooters in the nation as a sort of off-ball guard. And in the NBA, he's sort of slowly gotten better every year because he's had to play point guard. He's only about 6'3". He's not really tall enough to play the role that he had in college. But he's getting really, really good. I mean, going back to per 36 numbers, he's, you know, been one of the more efficient point guards in the league, averaging about 20 points and 8.5 assists per 36 minutes. And whenever the Wizards put him out there, he puts up crazy numbers. The other day, he played 20 minutes, had 26 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds. Like, you just don't see that very often. And what fascinates me about him, going back to his shooting, is he was absolutely elite shooting from 3 in college. It hasn't translated to the NBA yet, but once it does, once that catches...
Chase Hughes with us from Monumental Sports on the Beltway Blitz. Chase, I know you're a Commanders fan. You tell me, how do you feel about the matchup with Tampa Bay this Sunday?
I feel pretty good. You know, I was hearing you guys talk recently about, like, who would you rather play, L.A. or Tampa, and you know, you were going through all the pass catchers on LA, and Danny was like, well, what about Mike Evans? And that's what I was thinking as you were going through it. Mike Evans is, like, completely unstoppable at his size, a Hall of Fame wide receiver. But Marshawn Lattimore is going to play. We know he's had some success against him in the past, so I feel a little bit better knowing that. Obviously, Tampa's been rolling offensively, but, you know, Washington, they've been playing some close games and obviously making it a little too close for comfort, but they've also been beating some fairly good teams, I think, along the way. So I feel good about them right now. I think I probably feel the most confident I've ever, or I felt in a really long time about them going into a playoff matchup because of Jaden Daniels and because of what they've shown me this season.
The mayor emeritus of the Palisades in D.C. Chase, thank you, buddy.
Thank you guys. Have a good weekend.